and the Holy Ghost. We are keeping today the feast of the presentation of the Mother of God to the Temple. It is a feast that is founded on an ancient tradition that tells us that when she was still a small child, she was brought to the Holy of Holies and there taught and fed by things divine. It is a symbol which we must ponder upon. From her own earliest days, in the purity of her heart, she was introduced to the holiest things of God, to the place, the deepest place of prayer, of contemplation, of the worship of the living God. And in that sense, it is not in vain that in the Church's prayer we say that today's feast is an image of our salvation. Each of us who are called by God to come into this deep, endlessly deep communion of worship, of prayer, of love, and of life with Him. She has shown us the way. She was brought into that depth, one of us, because she is the heir of all the longing of humanity for fulfillment, all the longing of the earth for reconciliation with God, for newness of life, for holiness. And it is indeed a vision that we have in her person of what we are all called to become and to be. But from that depth, in the world in which we live, separated from God, not only by the fact that we are only creatures and He is the living God, the creator of all things, but by our sinfulness, by the fact that we pass God by, that we do not feel the hunger of God and the longing that was the living power of the Old and the New Testament. We do not long that way. Let us therefore look at this image of the young child who is the heir of all the longing, all the hope of the Old Testament and to the pagan world for a perfect oneness with God, that the whole world may grow into the full stature to which it is called. And let us remember what happened next. If we choose that oneness with God in the world in which we live, we will have to follow Christ step after step through His life. From the first wonderful moment of our meeting Him face to face, recognizing Him as our teacher, our master, our Lord, our God, to the moment when He will take us with Him and say to us also, "Are you prepared to share on earth the destiny ahead on earth, to be witnesses of divine love?" and to pay the cost for your testimony, to be like my mother, who was at one with me and with my Heavenly Father, and therefore gave me freely that I may die for the salvation of all. Let us think of these two sides of the life of the Mother of God, and let us learn from her, because unless we learn to be human in the way she was, we cannot grow into that divine humanity which we see and which we are called to share with Christ. Amen.
Благословение Господне на вас, того благодатью и человеколюбие, всегда, ныне и присно, и во веки веков. Святых славных и всехвальных апостолов, Иже святых отца нашего, Иоанна, архиепископа Константинопольского, Златоустова, преподобных и богоносных отец наш, Сирия, игумена Радонежского и вся Россия чудотворца, и Серафима Саровского чудотворца, священномученика власти Севастийского, святителя Стефана Сурожского и Павла Цареградского, святых и праведных Богу Отец Иоакима и Анны и всех святых, помилует и спасет нас, яко благ и человеколюбец.
Celebrate together with others a panichida, a memorial service for a woman who was closely known by very few, but who, for year after year, prayed with us. Renate Korner. She came to this church silent, unbeknown, and unnoticed every Saturday, because she could not come on a Sunday, and she prayed and was at one with us. Many of us have passed our life without even noticing her, and yet she was a woman of prayer, of worship, and of hope. Young, she has died of cancer a few weeks ago. She wanted to live. She loved life. She had a horror of death. And yet she met it with infinite patience and fortitude. So I invite all of you who are in a position to do so, whether you knew her or not, to pray for the repose of her soul. Because in more than one way, we were her spiritual family. Let her in all eternity know that her family remembers her with love, with gratitude for having prayed with us, and with deep reverence for the way she faced the end of her life and a premature and tragic death. She is now in the peace of the Lord. What we all long for has happened, that great encounter with unsurpassed beauty, with truth, with plenitude of life, and with the tenderness of the Lord, who will console her of all sorrows on earth, and who calls us to grant her eternal memory and learn from her how one lives inconspicuously, unnoticed, and yet at the very heart of things, indeed in the Holy of Holies, where one meets God in prayer, in worship, in surrender, and in love.